Okay, you've probably never tasted this, but you may have heard of it. The cronut, that deep-fried cross between a donut and a croissant. Pastry chef Dominique Ancel invented it in May at his small bakery in New York City, and since then, it's taken off. Scalpers are selling them at a huge markup, and imitators around Le Monde are trying to tap in on the success. NPR's Amy Held has the story.
Dominique Ancel only makes about 300 cronuts a day. Some customers camp out overnight to get their hands on one, and some leave disappointed. The cronut always sells out. Still, on a recent hot morning, the sidewalks of New York City hosted hopeful and intrepid customers from far and wide.
We actually heard it on the radio in Sydney, Australia.
From my wife, actually. She saw it on German TV, and then we are by chance here in a hotel nearby, and we saw the line, and then we decided to queue up.
I'm on vacation from Montreal. Read about it, so I want to try it.
Lee Hetch, Amir Borenstein, and Jeff LaPlante.
This is our third attempt of lining up here. And we thought, well, we're on holidays, we're here for a month, so we'll give it a go, the last thing we do before we go home.
So what is this thing?
Something that has a donut shape. It's flaky, like a croissant. That's why it's called a cronut. It's somewhere between a croissant and a donut.
That's the mastermind behind it, Dominique Ancel, chef owner of the Dominique Ancel Bakery.
I worked on a recipe for about 2 months before coming up with a recipe that could fry up easily, with a dough that could be filled with cream and glaze and still have nice consistency and not being too chewy or too soft.
Obviously a winning formula. It sounds good, but a lot of pastries are good. There's got to be more to the cronut craze. I asked Irma Zandel about it. She's an expert on consumer behavior and trends.
There's parts of the brain that become super active when a fad idea is heard, and people want to pass it on.
Allison Carruth is author of the new book, Global Appetites, American Power and the Literature in Food. She says you can trace food trends back to the Renaissance when chocolate and spices took off. In a way, it's not complicated. We like things that taste good.
We need to indulge. There is a kind of fundamental and even primal impulse in the human brain for food to also be pleasurable and to be communal and shared and delicious.
But a big difference between the Renaissance and today? Technology.
One of the things that we've seen with the advent of all these blogs and social media is that people's desire to be tapped in and to be perceived to be somebody who's in the know is much greater.
The food blog Grub Street wrote about the cronut when Dominique Ancel first made just a couple dozen. He says that same day, they told him traffic went up 300% with more than 140,000 links to their website. And it was then Ancel knew he had a hit. And those long lines, turns out, it's all part of it.
It's all about the experience. You have to come wait in line, get excited. You can smell the sugar coming out of the bakery.
That's Megan Bird. But for those who can't make it to New York City and smell that sugar, imitations have sprung up all over. Ancel has trademarked the name cronut, but in Washington, D.C., you can buy a doisson. In Vancouver, a frison. And in the Philippines, Dunkin' Donuts has introduced the donut croissant. A Dunkin' Donuts spokesman says they don't have any plans to sell it in the United States at this time. But is the media glare and all the copycats overkill, setting up the cronut for a collapse? Allison Carruth.
We can only sustain so long one product, one brand, one entrepreneur having the spotlight. And so I would be surprised if a year from now there are still 10,000 tweets a month about the cronut.
Dominique Ancel says he's not interested in mass producing the cronut or jacking up the price. For now, he's still charging the original $5 per cronut and limiting customers to just two. It's Ann Duckett's reward for her two-hour wait.
It's a little on the small side, nice color, and the blackberry looks pretty. I'm going to take a bite. Totally worth it.
Amy Held, NPR News.